Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, February 13th. A nor'easter is blowing in this morning, with a surge of snow set to knock out power and significantly disrupt travel, work and school. The National Weather Service is warning of 5 to 8 inches of snow falling on parts of New Jersey and New York, while also warning of, quote, hazardous conditions for anyone traveling during the morning or evening commutes. And the Weather Prediction Center says some areas, especially in southern New England, may get up to 6 to 12 inches of snow. Meanwhile, Massachusetts governor is warning people in her state to prepare.
We expect high wind gusts with the potential to bring down tree limbs and power lines that may cause some damage in places. Minor to moderate coastal flooding.
Tracking site FlightAware says hundreds of flights out of New York City and Boston have been cancelled ahead of the storm. Former President Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to weigh in on another case that could have huge consequences for his 2024 campaign. This time, it's over whether he has immunity from the election interference charges he's facing over his alleged actions after the 2020 presidential race. A federal court issued a pretty scathing decision last week, saying he could face charges, but Trump wants the Supreme Court to pause the ruling. And as CNN's Paula Reed explains, this is partly a delay tactic from Trump's team.
Anything they can do to push this back a few days, a few weeks, in the hopes that Jack Smith will not be able to bring this case before the presidential contest, because if former President Trump is reelected, he, through his attorney general, could fire Jack Smith and make this case, as well as the Mar-a-Lago classified documents prosecution, go away. Now, what happens next? Well, the Supreme Court can do pretty much anything they want. They have a lot of options here, but it's widely expected that the Chief Justice will set out a schedule, allowing both sides to weigh in.
President Joe Biden is getting more and more frustrated behind the scenes with Israel's prime minister over the war in Gaza. That's what people familiar with the matter tell CNN, saying the president is telling advisers and others that Benjamin Netanyahu is ignoring his advice and obstructing efforts to help with the humanitarian crisis there. And the US is highly skeptical about Israel's plans to evacuate people out of Rafah, wondering if it's even remotely feasible. Here's what Biden said after meeting with Jordan's king yesterday.
Many people there have been displaced multiple times, fleeing the violence to the north, and now they're packed into Rafah, exposed and vulnerable. They need to be protected.
More than 1.3 million people are seeking refuge in Rafah. That's more than half of Gaza's population, and the majority are crammed into a sprawling tent city. It's polling day for some New Yorkers, as candidates compete to fill the House seat that was left open after George Santos got kicked out of Congress. And it's expected to be a pretty close race in the state's third congressional district. On the one side, you've got former House member and Democrat Tom Suozzi.
People are sick and tired of Washington, D.C. They're sick and tired of everybody attacking each other, and I want to try and bring an antidote to that.
And on the other is little-known Republican Mazie Pillip, whose popularity has been growing.
Little Mazie, from a village in Ethiopia, running for Congress and voting for myself.
And the fiercely contested seat could have a big impact to both sides of the aisle. If Suozzi takes the seat, it'll chip away at the already razor-thin Republican majority. But if Pillip wins, it could set off major warning bells for Democrats going into the 2024 election. Coming up, we'll tell you how the Super Bowl almost made it to the moon, landing. Sunday's Super Bowl got the biggest TV audience since the Apollo 11 moon landing. CBS says data from Nielsen Fast National and Adobe Analytics shows more than 123 million people tuned into the game across all platforms, up 7% from last year. And the network says that when you count those who watched part of the game, the number of viewers jumps to more than 200 million. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.